All right, Kedvach. We're starting a new Simen Shem Mem Vav. It has to do with Shmira Bebailim. This Simen Shem Mem Vav actually is She'ela Bebailim. But from She'ela Bebailim, the Pasuk was talking about She'ela, but we learn now to all the Shemrim have the same Ptur of Bailim, Balavimoy. What does it mean? I'll give you a few cases of what it means having Shmir Bebailim. Basically, someone could borrow something, and if the Bailim happens to be working for the borrower as well, at that time the Bailim of the item happens to be working for the borrower, so that's considered Shmir Bebailim. He's working for the borrower as well. And therefore, if something happens to the item, even though normally a shayal is chayy b'ayitzim, but over here, because it's shmir b'baylim, he's going to be potter. It's a gzeris hakosif that the shaymrim are going to be potter if it's bal avimoy. And who then, like I said, shaymechinim shaymesach as well. If the b'aylim happened to be working for the shaymechinim or shaymesach at that time, he's going to be potter. It's a chiddush, it's a gzeris hakosif. Now this has... He's part even from Shia. We'll learn about it. Now this is, I'll give you a bunch of examples. You don't realize how often this takes place. But if you borrow something and at the same time you borrow something, you ask the owner to do something for you. Or hold open the door. I want to take the item out of the house. I'm borrowing something heavy. I'm borrowing your stereo. Do me a favor, hold open the door and I walk out. And you're opening up the door for me. So you're working for me. Then I'm going to already have a ptur of Shayla Bebailim. And you can have a bunch of different...
Why is holding the door open?
No, once you have the Ptur She'ela Bebailim, we're going to learn it's Pata forever, the entire duration of that She'ela. We're going to see there are many Prata. I just want to give a few examples to show you how frequent this is. If you go to a Sefer and you want to get mezuzahs, and... Or better yet, you have your mezuzahs, you want to get the mezuzahs checked. So you go bring it to the Sefer. So the Sefer has a gemach that while he checks your mezuzahs, he gives you other mezuzahs. Or you go to, and now what happened? You took his other mezuzahs and they got lost, or they got burnt, or they got ruined in the rain. So now you might have an issue of Shmir Bebailim, because even though you are a shoyel on the mezuzahs that he just lent you, but at the same time he's working for you, he's either working, checking your mezuzahs, or he might be a shame on your mezuzahs. We'll learn all different cases. You have a case, you go, you get your car fixed, and they have a policy that they'll give you a rental, a car rental, and you borrow, and you rented the car actually. Replacement car, you rented the car and something happened to the car, let's say it was even Bipshia, you might be Pata because they, the owner of the car, is working on your item, so it's blibes like a Schiris Bebailim. Fill in the same idea. You have many, many examples. It's more frequent than we think that you have a tour of Shayla Bebailim. And yet, when we go through the simon, it's a long simon. When we go through the simon, we'll see a bunch of exceptions to the rule and better Hagdara. I guess the right place to start, even though we don't dashin in time at the krah, and we don't pass in like Reb Shimon, but nevertheless, be yisoid to understand, to try to understand what's going on, why would the Torah give you a ptura of She'ela Bebailim? So the Taisis happens to say, the Taisis on Daf Tzadi Vav, I don't remember what Tzadi Hei, I don't remember Tzadi Ches, somewhere at the Amud Aleph, Taisis says that it's a Chiddush, it's a Gzeris HaKosef. Okay, so we know it's a Chiddush, but what would be the time of the Pasuk? So there is a Machloikis Rishonim, what the time of the Pasuk is. And we can't pass him from these timeim, but it's enjoyable to know the time, and you'll see as you go through the Siman to play it out, that many halakas don't work with one time, and many halakas don't work with the other time. Maybe you have a third time, or maybe combine the two timeim. But the chinuch's pshat is, the chinuch says minasvaro that the Torah understood that a shomer is only responsible vis-a-vis that he's mechuyev to watch the item. But if the owner himself is there together with the item, so even though, yes, I accepted upon myself shmir and I'm a shoyel and I'm supposed to watch the item, but to be mechuyev, if something goes wrong, I'm no better than the Bailim. The Bailim themselves were there. They're supposed to take care of their own item. So memela, I'm not chayev for anything that happens. It means the chiyuve shmira aren't applicable when the Bailim themselves are there to be able to watch the item. That's what the chinuch says. It's a chinuch in mitzvah samach. Now the problem with this chinuch is, which he himself is ma'ira, that we paskin We paskin, it's a shaila in the Gemara, and that's how the Gemara comes out. We paskin, diyukim and the psukim, that all you need is the bailin to be with you at the beginning of the shaila, like I just told you. All you need it to be at the beginning, even though today I asked you to hold open the door, so right when the shaila started, you were ima bebailin, you were helping me out, and then 5 months later, something goes wrong with the item, you're nowhere in sight, you're nowhere near the item, you're not doing anything for me, doesn't make a difference, it's still a p'tur of Shmir Bebailim. Even though the Svar L'chor doesn't pass anymore, the Bailim is not there to protect the item, it's up to you to protect the item, still you're going to be potter. So the Chinuch says, no, it's not a problem, it's like a loy plug, he says, not a problem, why? He says, "Af lach shahocha abaylim mikiven shoyu shom b'shah sheilo lo rotzis ha toyer losis hadvarm lishirin." Toyer don't want to make chilukim. V'loima im yishu lo shom abaylim harbe. If the baylim will be together with you for a long period of time, from the beginning of the sheila till the oynis happens, yepata hashoyel v'maat. If he already, it's only for a short period of time. He already left by the time the oynis came around. Yechayiv. The Toyer want to differentiate, and therefore, like a loy plug, the Toyer said, no matter what, you're always going to be pata. That's the chinuch. So, and in the Navu Pshat, the Pshat is that Vivai, the Bailam are there to protect the item themselves. The Shoyal can't have a responsibility, can't be Chayiv, or any Shoyim can be Chayiv more than the Bailam themselves. Let the Bailam themselves watch it. The Maisa, the Lashon HaChinuch is, what's his Svar? His Svar says it's a loy plug. The Linda Atar Lishir Nawat, that to say that if he's there a long period of time till the oynis happens, then you're going to be potter. But if he's there only a short period of time, then you're going to be chayiv. The Torah didn't want to get into such chilukim. It's a mandazak, because who's asking him to be from the beginning till the oynis? Stam. The Torah should have been, the Gzeres HaKol should have been, if he's there b'shas the oynis, he's potter. And if you're not there b'shas the oynis, it's chayiv. Nothing to do with a little time, a lot of time. Just which time? He only has to be there for 1 second. If he's there for the pivotal second, the time that it blew up, I'll be part, and if not, I'll be chayiv. What does a chinuch mean if it's harbi's man or not? And you see, the Gemara even had a havamina. The Gemara had a havamina that maybe the whole Gzeres HaKosav is there b'shash shvura umesa, that everything is tali if he was there at that time. And the Gemara says, no, everything's tali b'shash sheila. From the chinuch, it seems that he didn't even entertain that side. That for some reason, if you started out with a sheila, without balavima, you started out with a full-fledged sheila, and you have full chiyuvim, the fact that the bailam would be there later on to protect the item, that's not going to be a p'tor. Because already was chal on you with a chiv, you got to watch it. His whole avamina was that maybe you would have to have been here from the shah sheila all the way through the oynis, or no, you could stop right away from the shah sheila. And here he says, loy plug, loy nitna toyra, the lo chilik between harbe and maat, and therefore the toyra party. It's interesanto chinuch. Another interesting nekuda about this chinuch, I'm going to see many kashes on this pshat. But I'm just going to bring you a shtekla v'raya. The halacha is that he doesn't have to be imoy ba'isa malacha. Means our case was he opened up the door for me, so no, maybe he's there b'shas ma'isa. But let's say he's not even there. I borrowed something from him on Tuesday, and already Monday he was my employee and he's working for me in California. It's not even in the same state. But he gave me permission to go into his house here in Lakewood and borrow the item. And halacha is balavima, he's pata. He's not working for me, per se, in this item. He's not even here. He's working for me on a different venture in Gansin. Still, the halacha is balavima, he's pata. Now, if it would be the chinuch svart, it would have to have been that he needed to work together with me, so zayin only b'shai sheila, but at least together with me in the dava hashol. And that's not the halacha. The halacha, clearly, we're going to see in Makabe Sevalev, that he could be even b'malacha acheres. Another kasha on the chinuch's pshat, I mean, there are many kashas, but another kasha is that according to Paiskim, some Paiskim, if he's there for the, okay, depending how you want to ask the kasha, but if he's there for the chayfetz itself, if the reason why he's there, the reason why he's nishal, is for his own to'elis, the reason why the Bailam are helping me out, I'm the Shoyal, they're helping me out for his own talis, even if he's, I hired him, but I have him do me a favor, I know I'm Yeshoyimah, but I need help in watching it, and he's helping me watch his own item, so L'chayra, in that case, like the chinuch, you should be potter, because look, the Bailam are there, you have the same svar as Akra, and according to some Akhenim, which we'll see hopefully tonight, it's not true. If the reason why he's there, it's Maklex, but if the reason why he's there is to really help his own item out, there wouldn't be a din of balavimai. Balavimai is only if he's hired to me and he's helping the shomer out. But if he's helping himself out, his own chayfas out, there wouldn't be a ptor of balavimai. And kol shekin lekulei alma, if he's not hired out, which we're going to see in Sif Dalef, if he's mamish just helping me out, I didn't ask him to, but he's offered, he volunteered his services and he's helping me out for something which is letzorich himself. He's afraid that while I'm schlepping this thing out the door and I'm trying to juggle the doorknob with the stereo, I might drop the stereo. So he's kind enough to open up the door, but he doesn't care about helping me. He's just doing it because he wants to save his stereo. There's not going to be a ptur balavima, even though lechera he's exactly the same place, same position, same ability to save the item. Nevertheless, you don't have the ptur balavimai. So the pshat of the chinuch needs a shtickle of a beer or a hagdar. But like I said, it's menam tashin and time of the crowd. But that's the chinuch's pshat. The sipurnu comes in the pasha of Mishpatan, comes up with a whole different angle, a whole different pshat. And his pshat also doesn't work in every case. But his pshat is that now when I lend you something, I expect you to take care of it. I'm going to mun you for anything goes wrong, you're liable. Or I give you a mafkit, something that you should watch it. I expect you to take care of it. Mashenkein, if this bal of imoy, if at the same time I'm lending it out, I happen to be working for you or helping you out in other areas, even in other areas, you see that I'm your friend and you see that I'm trying to help you out, and you see that I'm trying to be native to you. You see that that's my relationship that I have with you. So even if I give you something to watch, my kavana isn't that I'm going to hold you mamish to the end, that you're going to be chayiv if something goes wrong. Because you see, it's a whole different thing. I'm not really trying to mun you. I'm not really trying to just lend you the item. I'm really, his lashon is, I'm not lending you the item. I'm giving you matana lezman. You'll give it back to me at the end if it's around. Of course, I expected it back. But if it's not around, it's fine. It's not a problem. If something goes wrong, it's okay. Because you see that I'm good with you. You see that I'm trying to help you out in other areas anyway. So if you see that I'm so mative to you, clearly when I'm giving it to you, I'm lending it to you, I'm not trying to really lend it to you. What I'm trying to do is give you matana. That's the sipurno. And like I said, the halacha is by Shah Shemim as well. So you're going to have to say that when I give you something to watch as a Shemichinim, you know, it doesn't pass the surah matana lezman. But it means that I'm not trying to hold you mamish that if something goes wrong, I'm asking you, do me a favor, watch my item. But avada, I understand that if something goes wrong, I'm not going to hold you liable because you see, I'm so native to you in other areas. Okay, either way, like I said, we're not touching the time of the crop. But those are the two svaras. The chinuch svar is because the Bailam could have watched it himself. And the sipurna svar is that I'm native to you, so I'm not going to hold you mamish to be mechayiv you. All right, let's start the simin, and we'll flesh it out as we go along. Sif Aleph, Hashoyel, v'hoya mashal im hashoyel b'malachtoi. So embarrassed, and the mashal was together with the shoyel in the melechet, b'malachtoi, in the melechet hashoyel. B'shoy shemoshek hadav hashoyel, while he was being moshek the dav hashoyel, the mashal was with him. Afilu nignav. Even if it was stolen, not loymir boy, if it was a noynis goma, but even if it was stolen, which is just karv loynis, and afilu was nevad, which is ready karv lepshia, and afilu was mamish bepshia, he's like loyzer avzer, whatever. Afilu nignam and nevad bepshia, he's taking the extreme. Pata shenema and balavimo lo yishalim. Gzeris hakosef balavimo lo yishalim. If he's there with me, even if I'm a pesheya, I'm going to be pata. Loishne haya imay pesheila sheish lesatz me lasas malachtoi. It doesn't make a difference, it's irrelevant how the Bailam were together with me. It doesn't make a difference if he was with me, b'sheilo. Loishne haya imay b'schiris shishka atzmei loy. He was my employee. So even though I borrowed the item, and the Bailam are working for me, but the Bailam aren't working for me, so to speak, as a toiva. They're doing me a free work, voluntary work. No, they're my employee. I'm paying them for their work. Doesn't make a difference. Since they're working for me, it's going to still have the ptur of all of imay. And who adin? Loishne hayu imay ba'isa malacha shal adav ha'shal. It's irrelevant if they were together with me in this malach itself, in the item. Let's say I borrowed a car, and they're helping me park the car. They're helping me teach me how to use the car. Loishne b'malacha acheres. It doesn't make a difference if it's an entirely different malacha. Still, you can have the ptur of bal avimai. Also, afilo amale ashkeni mayim v'ishkeyu, even if the malach he's doing for me is so insignificant, just give me a cup of water, hold open the door, do something, mamish nothing, and at that time v'ishulay parase, and he lends him his para, b'oichu mashkeyu, while he's still involved in esek of giving him something to drink, havi she'ele b'baylim, it's considered she'ele b'baylim. And this is a trick you could use when you're borrowing something. You can ask the Bailim, just do me something. We figure something quick. Do me something. Help me out here, or whatever it is, and you'll have a p'tur of Sheila B'Bailim. Aval, zak the Mechab, im Moshach Tchila, if you already did the Maisa Meshicha, that means you were Mechayev at that point. You did a Maisa Meshicha on the Sheila, and you Mechayev in the Sheila. V'achakacheshkeo, but then afterwards he gave him something to drink. It's too late. Lehavi Sheila B'Bailim. The Sheila was a good Sheila, and the Bailim came in afterwards. So this Ptur of Sheila B'Bailim is only at the time of the Sheila. At the time I do the Meshicha, the time I take it, at that point, if he's Imoy B'Malachtoy, he's with the Sheil, with his Malacha, then he's going to be part of Ptur of Sheila B'Bailim. And like I said, this halacha is not limited to just she'ela alone. It's heard in all the shemim, shemachinim, shemesachah, seicha. They all have this p'tur of ba'al levimai. It's a broad p'tur, exeis hakosef.
What happens if you work for somebody, but you're really in a company? So he's your boss, but l'maisa, the company is paying you.
So who owns?
Considered,
does this boss own the company?
No, the boss doesn't own the company.
No, it's a won't be she'ela b'banim. But if the boss happens to own the company, yes, and then you'll have a problem. Now, the Mechaber makes a chilek. He says the pivotal thing is Meshicha. The Shas Meshicha, when you take the item, when you borrow the item, when you take it into your possession, was it Baal of Imoy, then you'll have the Ptur? Was it not Baal of Imoy, you won't have the Ptur? Everything is totally B'Shas Meshicha. Now, there's a Machlekes Rishenim, Ramam and Rosh, which is really a Machlekes Mechaber and Ramah. At what point is a Shoyma Chayev B'Shmira? Is it at the point that they make a Kinyin, at the point they make a Meshicha? That's a Rambam and Makabe Shita. The Ramah and the Rosh hold not like that. The Rosh holds even before the Meshicha, the second the Bailam walk away and they no longer could watch the item, they expect you to watch the item. So at that point, it's Chal the Shmira. Even before I even made, let's say I'm in by your house or whatever in your front yard and I want to borrow your toy, your bike, and fine, no problem, borrow my bike, and the guy walks inside, and now he just leaves his bike outside. I didn't even touch the bike. I didn't make a Maisa Meshicha yet. Could be at that point already, like the Rosh and Ramah, already Hischel, the Shmira, because Nostalka Abaylam, so now they expect you to watch it. So, Bishloy with the Mechaber L'shita, so that everything is totally B'shas the Meshicha, because to become a Shema, you need Meshicha. So you can say, if he was ima b'malakta b'mishas mashika, I have the p'tur b'al of imay. If it's not ima b'malakta b'mishas mashika, I won't have the p'tur b'al of imay. Good. However, like the Rosh and the Ramah, it should come out that's not totally b'shas mashika. It should be totally when the stalkar b'aylim. I've had a mashika would also work, but even before mashika, if the b'aylim walk away, at that point, already he's chil the shmira. And if he was not ima b'malakta yet, even though the next minute he brings out a cup to give me something to drink, even before I did the mashika, and I'll do a mashika while he's giving me to drink, I won't have the p'tur b'al of ima. It's too late, because I already was chal the shmira the second the Bailam walked away and expected me to watch it. And that's what the Bach says over here, and the Chok Mishleim on the side says it as well. And the Chok Mishleim says, therefore, it's a shtiko kasha, it's a rachin al arav, the Ramosh, a sasim kan, the Ramosh should have jumped on the Mechab and say that you, Lushitasi, is a geshmak. But like me, that I go like the Rosh, it shouldn't be totally in the Shas Meshika, it should be totally in the Shas when the Shmir is Chav, when the Bailam was Nostalka, when the Bailam left, and expect you to start watching it. So Chok Mishleim bleibs tzorachin. The Bach says it's not a problem. The Bach says it's lav dafka nokat Meshika, it's a Lashon HaGemara. But in the Chanami, Yedik is totally obvious when the Shas the Shmir starts, and who Adin, if it's Nostalka Bailam, like the Ramah, Avad, it would be totally them. Means in La Halacha, like the Ramah, it should be totally not B'Shas Meshika, but it should be totally when Nostalka Bailam. Fine. Let the Ramah Meshika is also good. It's a Maisikinin. But I hear. So it's Urcha de Milsa Nakat, right? It's a sort of like the Bach. Right, but. But who Adin, the Machab is Mash, it's only Meshicha, it's not true. You need Nostalka Bailim on that Chelik, you can have it even before Meshicha. And the Halacha wouldn't be true. It wouldn't be if a Moshach, while he's saying Yishkeni Maim, you wouldn't have the Ptur because it's too late, because you're ready with Nostalka Bailim before it. Okay, it's Tukum Mona, there was Nostalka Bailim, and then he was even with Malach, it's Tukum Mona. Good, fine. There's a Nesivis in Reish Tzadi Aleph, Sif Kotten Yud Aleph, Nesivis Teichadur, if he's also, whatever, he handles this type of inyan, he says that if the Shomer already accepted upon himself to watch, and then the Bailam hired themselves out to the Shomer, that means first the Shomer accepted upon himself to watch and the Bailam walked away, and then the Bailam lent himself out to the Shomer, and then the Shomer was Mashach. The Nesiva says over there, seemingly not like the Bacha Kok Mishleim and Gansen, and he holds that even in the Ramah, you will have the Ptur of Balavima. If at the time of the Mashiach, or even before, and at the time when you're Maschel B'Shmirasai, the Bailim war, Ima B'Malachta, you're going to have the Ptur of Balavima. That's what the Nesiva says, Mashiach. It means it's not, you don't really need the Mashiach. But his case is, Shtikum Manda case, I don't understand it 100%, is that the Nestauka Bailim B'Shmirasai, they left, so now it falls on me, the Shomer, to watch it. But I didn't start watching it yet, but by the time I got to go watch it, already by then, the Bailam were Imam B'Malachtei. So since the Bailam were Imam B'Malachtei, by the time I started to go watch it, then I'm going to have the Ptur Balavima. Because everything goes at the time of the Ascholas HaShmira. Like the Rambam and Mechabi, you need Mamish Mashiach. Okay, so we don't need Mashiach. You need Ascholas HaShmira. But he owes that Ascholas HaShmira means when I'm proactively, when I go ahead and watch it, that's when Ascholas HaShmira starts. And if by that time I already had Balavima beforehand, I'm going to have the Ptur of Balavima. So Shtikl, not 100%. Like, I don't understand the Metzias 100%. It's because the halacha is the second the Balaam walk away, whether I had proactive shmira or not, I'm ready chayiv in the shmira. If something goes wrong, I'm going to be held responsible and chayiv. So I don't need to come by say, get off my couch and go watch it. I can stay on my couch and just watch it from my couch and I'll still be. I know the metzias is. Yeah, some type of metzias that maybe like I was an oinus, maybe the item is in a different room and I can't even watch it yet. So my scholar said shmira didn't start, but and then in that split few seconds, the Baal of War, Ima B'Malachta, and then I went ahead and watched it, then I have the Petura. I'm not sure I understand the Metzias, but at least the Nesiva says, Ke'einze, Banan and Gansen, that Avada, yes, it's totally on the Scholars HaShmira, but he also Scholars HaShmira, when you start going ahead to watch it, then you have to see if Baal of Ima or not. Fine. All right, this is Sif Aleph. So basically, a cloud godly of a Ptur Baal Avimai, whether it's this malacha, a different malacha, whether the guy is shol to you, a guy is sacha to you, whether it's like a broad Ptur of Baal Avimai. Fine. Provided, the Ikon Nukud is provided it was there, Bishas Teshele. If it wasn't Bishas Teshele, even if it was there later on, it was Baal Avimai, Bishas Shvura Mesa, I'm going to be chayiv. But if it's there b'shah sheila, then I'll be party, even if he's not there b'shah shura meza. Everything is totally b'shah sheila. Fine. Let's go on. Let's continue. Let's do Sif Beis. Dr. Mechaba, lo yishne embohu sheilas habaylim im sheilas hapara ke'echod. It's irrelevant. Again, mamish such a broad p'tor. It doesn't make a difference if I did everything b'vasakas. I hired or I borrowed the para together with the baylim b'vasakas. Lo yishne hu hoye shol o sacholoi. He was already previously shol to me, o sacho to me. He's already helping me out. He's painting my house or whatever it is. He's working for me. He's employed by me. If he's already in that employment, and while during the duration of that employment, he then goes ahead and his mashal the para still is going to be pato. It doesn't have to come before zakas. The ikon nekuda is as long as the time the shela starts, he is imay b'malachta even from before, but he's still imay b'malachta. I'm going to have this p'tor. I feel the lahayu imay b'shah shvuru amesa. Like I said, you don't have to have it later on. Everything's totally b'shah shela. Aval emlo yo ima b'shah shela. V'akak sholes ha'baylem ha'yizkirom. Ein zeh shela b'baylem. Afa b'shah imoy b'shah shviru u'meisa. Later on, it's not going to help you. Everything is totally b'shah shela. So again, like we said, like the chinech, the chinech b'amex, like his pshat, it's not going to be so gishmak. Like him, everything should have really been totally on shah shviru u'meisa. As far as the Balan could watch it himself, so the lechayish everything should be totally b'shah shvur meisa was the bailam there to watch it, but that's not the halacha. The halacha is everything is totally b'shah shela. All right. Gimel shal abal. If you hire the owner, v'nisratzli yishalo, and he was masking to be shal to you, afa pishlo hiskel b'mlechas hashoya b'shas meshikas apara. He just all he said is, okay, I'm masking to help you out as well. And you already did the Maisa Meshikha and the Parah before he even helped you out at all. He didn't work for you yet. While I schlep the stereo, I tell you, do me a favor, open up the door for me. Hold open the door for me. And I pick up the stereo. Now, he didn't open up the door yet for me, but he's starting to walk towards the door. He's being mechen atzmoy. He's preparing himself. He's being mazman atzmoy lalachas. That's already choshev shape imam b'malachta. It's already considered that his malach for me started, and I'll have the p'tor of balavimoy. Ava b'amira. But if he just tells me, okay, I'll do work for you, yeah, I'll help you out. But he didn't start at all. He didn't move. He didn't do any achanis to it at all. It's not considered that he started yet. And if I did my meshicha, even though a second lady is going to go home to open the door for me, it's already too late. Because everything tali b'shash the sheila. So I have to make sure that by the time I make this ma'aseh meshicha, he's already started to try to help me. He's already preparing himself to try to help me. That's the Mechaba, which is the sheet of the Torah, understands the Rosh. That Amira alone is not enough, but an Amira with Ayachana to start working, that's already enough to be considered working for me. Bala
Vimai. Didn't he say that by a pile, Amira is enough to be considered
Amir is not Malach. Amir is enough just to have a binding that if he backs out of Bechveis Tarumis or whatever it is. But it's not Aschalos Malach. Aschalos Malach, what we need here is that he already started or is preparing himself to start to go help me out, and that will be Balavimai. That's the Mechaba, the way the Torah understands the Rosh. The Shach argues, the Shach in Sifkot Aleph says, Lefini is tied to Enu Mukhuk Barosh. He doesn't understand the Rosh like this. And he fears ice, he has a taisis at the end of the shach. He says, from the taisis of Mukhak, the Bamira af beloya chana is already avishmira babaylam. All he has to do is pledge to do work for me. That's already good enough. All he has to say, yeah, I'll do work for you. Yeah, I'll open up the door for you. Even if he doesn't do anything, that's already considered shmira babaylam. It's already considered balavimai. Not like the Makaba. The Makaba says you have to have a chana, and the shach holds, no, you don't even need a chana. All right, now what does that mean? So the Nesivis in Sivkot Aleph touches up the Shach. V'tokloimer, the Kavanosoi, the Kshoimeloi Beferish, Shiyasoloi Malacha Miyad, provided he's pledging to do immediate work. Not that, okay, yeah, I'll help you out tomorrow, I'll help you out. No, that's not enough. It has to be Miyad. That means I'll help you out opening up the door right now. Havi Kachona. That's already considered Achona. That is, if I tell you I'm going to do something, immediately, so it's kilo already started, even if I didn't mamish start, but obviously I'm already started. My employment already started, because I got to do the malacha miyad. Bishlam, if I tell you I'm going to help you tomorrow, so malacha didn't do anything today, it's not starting today, it's starting tomorrow, and that's it, it's nothing doing. But if I tell you, I'm going to open up the door with you, of course, that's the malacha's miyad, and then I'd already be considered imo b'malachtei. However, he says the Gabi Shasal of Anambape, Lomolo Bishashela, Shiyeshla Vachiv, Shineskai Mekoidim, so therefore Amir doesn't work. You have to have Bidin Avidotai, he has to be while he's doing the Malacha. But if it's something that he's pledging to do right away, that's already considered Shela Bebailim. So the Machloik is a very important machloik. This happens very often. You have to dance Shela Bebailim. This machloik plays a role. When did the Bailim's Malacha start? Did it start when he prepared himself to do the malacha, or already started before, and all he had to do is say, yeah, I'm ready to do, I'm coming, I'm going to help you, that's already enough, like the Shach. Now the Shach, like I said, is only talking about where he says an Amir, and he pledged to do something miyad. For something to do tomorrow, avad the Shach's moida, that's not enough. If you look in the smas of Cotton Dalid, he has a case, elamazun omechen v'hainu. The Sma adds even to the Mechabishita, Vano Davka Kishivtichoi Lasis Malachtoi, Vulakovoloi Ashoyal Lezezman. I didn't tell you when I'm going to do it for you, so Mamela, the deal is I got to do it whenever you want me to do it. You need help? Whenever you need help, just call me and I'm prepared to help you. So that's considered like it started and I'm really being Mechen. Avam Kovoloi Ashoyalzman, Amos Ayasa Malachtoi. If I tell you, no, we'll come in an hour, whatever it is. Afshu Muchon Loi Mikri Sheila Bebailim. Ken Kosa Atu Bishim Ramah, Venir Degama Rosh Meda Bezeh. Now the Ramah is a different sheet. But the Sma is plugging in this halacha, even in Ladidan, that we go like the Rosh, even in the Rosh's Shita, that the Rosh holds, that it's, you have to have this hachana, And that's already enough, but you should know hakon is only enough if the hakon is to do malacha right away or you're on call to do malacha right away. But if it's to do malacha at a later date, hakon is not going to help you because it's not the zman in the malacha. Good, you're making hakonis now, but the malacha really starts tomorrow. So memela is not considered bala dimai. So it's like a shtickle closer now to the shach in that respect, because the shach's amira only works, like the Nesiva says, when it's miyad. If it's for a later date, it's not going to be bala vimay. So too, hachana l'didan is not going to work if it's hachana for a later date. It has to be hachana for something to do miyad. But the only nafkamina is between amira and hachana. That's the machlekes mechaba and the shach. Now the Taz argues with the Rama, with the Sma. If you look at the Taz, three lines from the bottom, he says, end of the line, he says, V'kasa sma, da'afa rosh moida b'chilek rama, v'utumua, d'imkein la mechilek rosh bin azmano. I don't have the second page, but then shkayich. Sorry. Amir, Amir the Rosh was trying to answer his theorist. He could have said this teres that the chilek is if it's miyad or not. Dainu divinu bidu navid atayi shamalei lasam lakab izman yedua. V'ibamir amayi shalai pir shalai zman. When the Rosh came to his chilek, that Amir with Achon is enough, but without Achon it's not enough. You need bidu navid atayi to try to answer his theorist. If the Sma was right, that the Rosh also needs that it should be as right now, but not for a later zman. The Rosh should have said that's the chilek between the stira. One is talking about where you're doing zman, where you're doing the malacha right now. So memela works even by amira. Mashenki in the other cases for a later date. For a later date, then amira is not going to be enough. Elamai, the Taz says, is not true that l'didan the mechaba the Rosh who holds that achana works. Harachana is already considered balavima even if it's achana for a later date. Even if it's achana to do malacha for tomorrow, it's already balavima. So now you really have like a three-way machlokes. You have the mechaba who holds you need achana. And in that is a makloik, is the Sma holds, provided the achana to do malacha right away, but not for a later date. The Taz holds, even the achana for a later date is bala vimay. And the shach holds that you don't even need achana, all you need is amira, but in the shach's amira, then Siva says that it's to be an amira for now. So let's go back, just given the case, to flesh it out a little bit. If I go to a mechanic, I have a body shop, and I bring my car, and he's renting me a car, in the meantime, for the few days, and something goes wrong with the car, and I'm going to say, oh, it's bala vimay because at the time that I rented your car, you were working, or you pledged to work and fix my car, it's bala vimay. It's not so pashit. Because, yeah, if he pledged, very nice, but yes, he said he's going to fix my car. But when he's planning on fixing it, if he tells me he's not going to get to it till tomorrow, whatever it is, so he's not really holding my fixing it now, because he has a long line, he's fixing other cars now, or let's say you need a hachana like the mechaba, he's not being mechanat in any which way to try to fix my car, so it's not balavima yet. Even though, yes, he's committed to fix my car tomorrow, that's not balavima. Balavima would be that he's holding or going on the way to fix my car right now, that would be considered bala vimay. But otherwise, it's not considered bala vimay. So many of the cases that are ma'isim v'koyayim that appears to be bala vimay were really not rate as bala vimay because the bailim are only starting to do the malacha at a later date. Now, in this car case, we're going to hopefully get to it. There's a different reason why he might be bala vimay. Not because he's a mechanic and fixing my car, it's because since he's an uman, he's a shomer on my car. He's a shomer, actually a shomer socha on my car. And now it's the shmira that he's watching my car while he's fixing it. He's responsible, he's liable to watch my car. That alone might now make him into bala vimay. Not because of fixing. The fixing doctor, he's fixing tomorrow. He's not fixing now. But at the time I rented the car, he already had my car in his possession to watch. So he has shmira. He's mechiv to do shmira on my item. So he's shol to me, or he's sachu to me to watch my item. So that for that, he might be considered bala vimay. And we're going to get, hopefully later on, when we get to Sefei, we'll get more into it.
Why isn't it working the reverse? Working the reverse also.
I'm renting you a car. I'm giving you a car to indeed, you have to watch my car, so I'm
Pata,
I'm watching your car.
If something happens wrong with the car, he's Pesheya, whatever it is, if something happens wrong to the car, you want to say that the mechanic will be Pata because Balavima, I'm watching his rented car for him. Yeah, that would be good provided that I rented the car at the time he took my car in his possession to fix. But if he took my car into possession, I gave him the keys and it's in his lot, and now he's, okay, now he's taking care of my car. And then a second later I said, you know, I need a car to rent. So the time it was his chil in his shmira of my car, I wasn't imay b'malachta yet, even though it came a second later, it will not have the patur of balavim. I would have to have been there at the time he takes over my car, which is usually not the case. So, which is, again, tali and sifhei, b'shmarli v'shmalok, these type of variables, what's going to be.
Now, if an employer, if he's an employer, and he has 10 people working in his office, and he wants to borrow from tomorrow everything from every single employee, because they're all employees.
That's great, yeah.
So at 9 o'clock, when it's time to start work.
Right.
He's patra
on everything. 59, it's not part of the work, so he'll be potter.
He'll be
chayit. Don't have balei vimoy. What's an amir? Yeah, but it's an amir to do miyad.
I know. At 9 o'clock, everyone has to be at work tomorrow. Yes,
I hear. Okay, but the amir that he said was 6 months ago when he hired his employment. Right. Now he just got. He has to be on the way to work. There is a halacha which we'll see miyad Hashem. If you have a rebbe, rava who's meshubit, or a rav who's meshubit to the kehila 24/7. So if you borrow anything from the Rav, you're going to be potter. Because the Rav is Meshubat to you 24-7. Mamele is always considered Imay B'malachtei. There are such cases, but in your specific case, I don't know. Yeah, but during employment hours, you'll have a blank tour of Balavima. All right, now let's try to flesh out Malada Gishmak Zakin. First of all, let's go back. Let's understand this. We have a there's a cause of a ptur called Bala Vimai.
So can you make a tanai in that case? This employee knows this a lot and says, okay, I'm lending it to you, but I don't want you to have the Bala Vimai yet.
Oh, very good. Yeah, there is such a thing. You have a right to make a tanai that you don't want the ptur of Bala Vimai to be chal. You can be master much cause of Batoya Davish Bimam and Tanai Kayan. However, it is a machloikis achreinim, it is a kivego in. Where is the kivego? Maybe Reish Tzadi Aleph. I'm trying to remember where the kivego was. But there's a machloikis achreinim if you need to make a kinyan on that. There are some tanoim lamosh. I could be master shem mechinim lias kishoyal. I could say, you know, you're shem mechinim, I'm not paying you to watch this, but I want you to be chai bo'insin. There we paskin that goes bediba ba'alma. That works, bediba ba'alma. However, there are cases, for example, Avodim Kakoyis Ushtaris, for example, with his Exeris HaKotzev, that is a Ptur Shmira, then I want to say, you know, I know that Karka and Avodim and Shtaris, so you don't have a Chiv Shemrim, but Afo Pekin, I want to be Masan, that you are Chayiv Shmira, there, it won't work, B'di B'ba'alma. And the Shaila is, why not? So Taisis says in Azov, Daf Nun Chesam Ed Aleph, Taisa says two reasons to be mechalek. Why some cases you need a kinyan? The other Gemara says that's a bib economy. He had to make a kinyan to be mechayiv himself. So why over there you need a kinyan? Yet when you see Hashem mechinim lias kashoyah works even without a kinyan. So Taisa says two chilukim. One chiluk Taisa says is because a Hashem mechinim lias kashoyah. Dafke Kishoyal, that he has ano, that people think that you lent him the item, people think that you're being native to him, and people think that, oh, he must be so choshev, or whatever it is, he has ano, that he's such a good guy, whatever it is, that hano is the kinyan, that's Taifis Ano, like, that's the kinyan, even without a maise kinyan. But if it would be Shemachinim Lis Kishay Masacha, for example, then no, then you would need a kinyan, and that's why Avodim Shtaris Fekakoyes needs a kinyan. That's one Pshanatisis. The other Pshanatisis is Fishlem Shemachinim, who's already Chayiv Bishvua. So he is a little bit of a Shema anyway, because, right, he's a Shemachinim. So to upgrade it and to make him into a Shoyal, no, that could go even b'diba ba'alma. But avodim kakoyis ishtori, so that were nismatu even from shvua, that not even like a shema at all, to say, oh, and I want to now be chayav al tashema. No, you can't create a yesh meyayin. If you have a shema and you want to upgrade a shmir, that you could do. But to create someone who's really halachically not a shema and say, now give him chayav shmira, no, that you need a kinyan. Those are two protonantism. That if someone wants to be masna, a shmira bailam, that he should be chayiv even with bailam, he says like this. He says, if he's a shoyl anyway, whatever. You don't have that tayvus hanov of tayses, so there goes that teretz of tayses. Bishul my shemachinim nis kashal. So oh, so you're making me look good, very good. So then I'll be chayiv. But if the and then like the other pshat, Zakter Kivega also will not work. Why? You're also going to need a kinyan because Rav Kivega holds that shmir b'baylam is not even chayiv b'shvua. So if you're not even chayiv b'shvua, so just like avodim shtoris for kakoyis, you don't have a chayiv shvua. So to create a yesh mayayin, I'm not a shomer b'chalal, or I'm k'mat not a shomer, now you want to make me a chayiv shomer, that's not going to work. But Kivega says that if they're going to make a, if I'm a shayv echinim and I'm masna, I want to be chayv. I want you to be chayv bainzin, even though it's bal avimai. So I'm really doing two things: I'm giving you a chayv bainzin like a shayl, and saying you chayv even if bal avimai. So here, Kivega says, it's told them these two truths of Matayzes. If the word is, you have the hanor that you're a shayl. So here too, you have another. People think you're a shayl. You're being mechayv bainzin, even though you're really not. But if the svara is, hold on 1 second. If the svara is out shvua, that I can't create a yesh meyayin, since shmir bebailim is meika alocha potter even me shvua, so I can't go from a shemachinim bebailim into a shoyal shaloi bebailim, because I'm starting out with something that's not chayv and shvua, and to upgrade him and create him a full shmir, which that you can't do. But it's really, that's Rav Kivega's cheshbon, but really there are a lot of achrenim, the remission, there are a lot of achrenim on it, whether you shmir tnai by shmir bebailim, whether you're going to need a maisei kinyan or not. If you want to be sure of yourself, make sure to make a kinyan with your employee, that type of setup, make sure to make a kinyan that is chayiv, even though it's shmir bebailim. Mason Machas will also be masna.
Oh, when you make the
Shem Machinim
into that
time, Shem Machinim
has become a real
Shem? Yeah, but he's not supposed to use it. There's no Pter Mason Machinim. Mason Machinim is because it's kills the Shilte. You're not supposed to be using it. Maybe Shem Masach, maybe a Seicha, Lies Kishel, we could talk, whatever, but you could be masna on that too, maybe. Masna that you should be chayiv even by Mason Machas Malacha. You might not know. Well, say Kishal Taki, you don't need a kinyan because you're going up to Sheila and you're chayiv. But if you want to ask Fadin Meitz Machas Malacha. But anyway, that's the cheshbon of Rav Kivega. I just want to take out Rav Kivega, which really I'm coming to, is that you see from Rav Kivega that the Ptur Shmir Babaylam is a Ptur even on Shvua, not only on Tashlumin, it's a Ptur even on Shvua. Ki'ilu, it's mashma from Rav Kivega. Now, it's not clear in Rav Kivega, but it's mashma Rav Kivega that you put on Ur Shvua. It seems like Rav Kivega equated the Miyat HaKro of Shmir Babaylam to the same Miyat HaKro of Adam Shtoris VaKakois that you put on in Gantin. It's like as if you're not even a shayel. You're not even a shayma. You're not a shayma. There's a cause. You don't have chiyuv shayma. You're not even a shayma. However, it's not really true. I mean, the Chernim point out it's not like that. The Ksois, for example, over here in Sifkan Aleph says, he starts off, Veda, the shlichis yad afilu bal of ima is chay b'chal ha-shayma. He says you should know that even though, right, shlichis yad is exerts a kosov. If a shomer uses, helps himself to the item, he's now considered a shaleach yad, and he's chayv b'ainzim, even if he already stopped using it, and later on, anoyness happens, he's going to be chayv. A shaleach yad is chayv b'ainzim. What would be if someone is a shomer whose ball of imoy, will he have a chiyuv of a shlichis yad? Is he like not a shomer at all? Like avod mishtoris for kakoyis, if shalei echad is going to be potter, because as if he's not a shomer, the gzeis akaz shlichas yad was only said by a shomer, but someone who's not a shomer doesn't have a chi of shlichas yad. Or no, b'etim he really has. He is a shomer. The whole p'tur of balavima is only a p'tur in tashlumim, but it's not going to be a p'tur in other chiyumim of shlichas yad or whatever it is. The gzeis says yichayv, and he touches up a gemara like that. He says mkein a few lines later, who adin b'shoyel. Even by show, you could have a parsha shlichas yad. How? Kegoyin sheshalu l'mlocha zu, you borrowed it for a specific purpose. I lent you my hammer only to bang in nails, and you decided to use the hammer for something that you didn't have a right to. V'shalach b'yad latzitz m'locha acheres, d'chayiv afilu b'baylim, mishum d'shoyu lo odif misha ha-shoymin, v'adra b'chiyuv u'tfei misha ha-shoymin, and you're going to be chayiv even if it's b'baylim, because the p'tur b'baylim is only p'tur if you're chayiv if something happens to it. But the p'tur is not going to be a p'tur if you're going to have b'shaleich yad. Means the Ksois understood that the gzeris ha-kos of p'tur b'ol avimoy is limited only to these chiyuvim, but any other chiyuvim in a pasha, avada shayma has. Means koshkin avada, you are a shayma.
So he has to make a shvua that he wasn't shalech yad?
Oh, so do you have... Well, let's first, bechlal, do you have to make a shvua shlichas yad, by the way, the shvua shlichas yad is only bider gilgal on the other shvuas. But let's say the ikka shvua, let's say, or one of the ikka shvuas is a shvua or shusha, like pasha, but you're not going to have to make because shmir b'balim is pata. But well, you have to make the shvua she'enu b'shusay. There's three shvuas that every shemir makes. Enu b'shusay, it's not in his possession. He wasn't a pesher, it was b'nevel aved, it was nenas, and shlichas yad. Shlichas yad is l'kuliyama only a gilgul on the other two shvuas. If the other two shvuas don't pass, shlichas yad is not going to pass. But the other two shvuas, machlekes mechaber amah, which is ikar shvua, good. But let's just say that both, let's just handle both of them. The shvua shalei pasha ba yizicha not going to have to make, that's for sure, because even if you were pasha, but you're going to be pata. But the shvua deraisa, if you all there is a shvua deraisa, the shvua deraisa of enu b'shusay, that shvua will you have to make? That's the shayla. That's really what our shayla is. Later kivega, it seems that you will not have to make any shruas kivega before, but there's a nesivus in Reish Tzadi Aleph Sivkot and Lamedalid. The nesivus spells out clearly. You should know the miyat hakra is only on the chiyuvim if you pesheya nenas gneva v'aveda. But shruas avadi yenochal tzashayma avadi gun bichayv b'shlichas yad and avadi gun bichayv in shrua, namely the shrua of ena b'shusay. And then once you have that shrua, we'll be megagel love the other shrua of shlich. The nesivus, sorry, you can have it by shalom. The ksaisit case where you borrowed for one purpose and you use it for a different purpose. So he says, avado, you're still a shemim. It's all chiyuv shemim. Do you have to watch it? Lechatchila, do you have to watch this item? Avado, you're gonna have to watch this item. Avado, you're still a shemim. You still have chiyuv shemim. Just when something happens that you have to pay, you're not going to be chayv to pay. The ksais over the Reish Tzadi Aleph Gada is mesupik. He declares this as a shayla. Are you mechiv in the shvua? And he says he didn't see anyone who asked. Then the place can brought it down. He won't say maybe it's tuman diomrim in the Yerushalmi whether you're chayv in the shvua or not. And he has a vegishmak diak. He says that by the other avodim shtar sekakoyis, it's kiyitain, it's in the pasha of the haskolas hashmir. When you give it, it has to be kalim, behema, not karka, not shtaris, not avodim. But he says, by here, ba'al of imai, where's the mirah kra? Ba'al of imai, lo yishalim, not to pay. So the whole mirah kra is only in payment. Ba'al of imai, lo yishalim, for any gneva v'aved o'inis. But you want to know, do you have to make a shrua? Why do you have to make a shrua? Are you a shema? Why do you a shema? It's only a mirah in the tashlumim. So it's a big nafkamina. It means like the nesivis, it's for sure like that. You chayv shlichas yad, like it's also chayv shlichas yad. Like the nesivis, you can even have to make a shvua of Einu B'shusay, and who are doing shlichas yad. Like the ksois, he's masupik, he says it's two man yomim in the Yishalmi. But Rikivega seems not like that. Rikivega over there holds, seems that he held, not like that. Rikivega is in Reish Tzadi Aleph, the end of Reish Tzadi Aleph, Sivchav Zayin, he's mashma that you pot even from shvuas. So halacha lamaisa, whether a shomer you can get him to make a shvua, is the chayav machlokes ksois whatever nesivus rikiveg and the ksois is mesopek. Now this is on the shvua of einu b'shusay midaraisa. I just want to firois. It's a very important nekuda. Chutz from the shvua einu b'shusay midaraisa, there's another shvua einu b'shusay midarabanan. For example, there's a takana. Rav Huna said that what happens if a person is moida that is pesheya and he's willing to pay. He's a shame, I know I was pesheya, I gotta pay, I'm asking him to pay. Now with Zakt Rav Huna, you still have to make a shvur shayna b'shoyse, it's midirabonim. Why? With choshish, that you have an attachment to the item, you want to keep the item for yourself, so you're praving titkes, oh yeah, I got lost and I'm willing to pay, fine, whatever it is, so you're gonna pay. But in the meantime, your intent is really just to steal the item. You want the item for yourself. So it's really still licked by you. It's by you. So therefore, you make a shvua, you have to make a shvua, that it's not by you. Now it's not by you. So, okay, good. So you might do tzpeshev, ad yechayv, you're going to pay, and everything's fine. But you got to make a shvua midirabon and shayna b'shusay. Every shayma that's chayv to pay is going to have to make a shvua, shayna b'shusay midirabon. Shail is like this. This shrua midirabonan of einu b'shusay, that you, when even when you're paying, you got to make, what would be on those dinim, on those shemim that are potter, will you also have to make a shrua she'einu b'shusay? For example, avodim shtoris v'kakois, that you're potter midiraisis, nismat mishmira, and now you're coming and something happened to the karka, got lost, will you chach have to make the shrua midirabonan einu b'shusay? This shvua madoch, every shema who pays has to make a shvua shena b'shusay. This shema who's saying he doesn't want to pay, but he's claiming that he has a p'tur min ha'tayir not to pay, because avodim shtoris v'kakois in the smatov in the pashas, do you still have to make this shvua of ena b'shusay midirabanan? That is a shayla. It's a machlokes is a boizkin. There's a shach and simen samach vav sivkon kucha vav who brings from the rishonim, right? Whatever he brings from the rishonim, that yes, a shvur shein v'shusik midrabanan is still applicable. It means even though midaraisa there are no shvurs, it's might avon shoyse kakois, but the shvur shein v'shusik, that's why every shem who pays will be applicable even by avon shoyse kakois. So if that's the case, l'charhudim b'shmir b'vaylim, you're also going to have to make a shvur shein b'shusay, even though Rikivega holds that midaraisa you put on shvurs as well, but you're still going to have to make a shvur shein b'shusay midrabanan, because it's like gara from the konas Rav Huna of every shem who pays, you're going to have to make a shvur shein b'shusay. So to here, you're going to have to make a shvur shein b'shusay. Okay, good, so that's pashas, yeah. But good, in economy, pashas, yeah.
It's not in my rishus, it
would
be in my neighbor's backyard. If he wants, he's suspect.
Oh, you mean he's doing it, but just to get it. Yeah, but means that it's not in your, right, shlita means if you have access and you can get it back, it means it's you don't have it, it's lost, you don't got it.
You can still put it in a position where you...
No, then you're still on, even on if that guy's watching for you, so it is rishus, but still, it means that you don't have, it's gone. You have no way to retrieve it. So it's come out that even though, because the Velt thinks that there's a machlokes between Rekiv Egan and the Zivis, it's true there's a machlokes, but it's on a deraisatical level. Practice, on a practical level, even Rekiv Egan would be moida, you still have a shur shen abishus in the Rabbanan. The only thing is, there happens to be for a different cheshire Rekiv Egan, because there's a Pnei Yeshua in Hazov, over there, the Nazov, who want to argue with the Shach. And he says, down to Tzushtar, Geshmak and Pnei Yeshua, he says, Bish Leimo, when I'm ashamed and I'm paying, Chazal gave me a shvu in a b'shusi, because I'm suspect that I'm going to be meir heta. Look, what do you have to lose? I'm paying you anyway for the item. So you're not getting anything. And loisach moid, people think it's b'loi d'mei mashmal, who the Gemara says, mashmal inchi. People think that the gzeres ha'kaz loisach moid, the isa, is only when I take it bal kochach without paying. But I'm paying for you anyway, and you're not losing anything out of it. No, it's mutter. People are meir heta. So me'el chazal matal on you, a shvu shein a b'shuscha, today, not to be moreheta to help yourself to the item because you think that you have a right to since you're paying for it. But if it's avod v'shoyes hakakoyes that you're not paying for it and you pata because of exeris hakaza, there's no shmir, you pata. There, because I'm not going to give you a shur shein b'shusay. Why should they be choshish that you're going to steal an item? Gzeila, we should be choshish another yid to steal. Lay sachmoid. No, we'll be choshish because people don't think they're doing an avla. But a guy should be moreheta, he's going to keep my item without paying. Are you crazy? This is his mamish outright gneva. There, people are not choshish and mamela, there's no shur. Yeah, and therefore there's no chash, and therefore there's no shur shein b'shusay. So Pnei Yeshua argues with the shach. And Mamela, like the Pnei Yeshua, who are din shmir b'baylim, if you're going to hold like Rekiv Egan that midrais is no shur shein b'shusay, who are din midrabanan, there's not going to be a shur shein b'shusay like this. And Grada, Rekiv Egan himself has the cheshvan of Pnei Yeshua. If you look, Rekiv Egan, Reish Tzadiyal of Siv Dalet, Mamish makes the same cheshvin and then says, oh yeah, v'chein kaz apnei shvua, and then he blies tzorchin l'din, you have to know if it's mesupik and halacha or not. But yeah, if you hold like Pnei Yeshua and Rekiv Egan over there, that there's no shvua shein v'shusim with the rabbanan, you hold like Rekiv Egan on the other Rekiv Egan, no shvua shein v'shusim with the raisa, yeah, there will be a nafkamina between Rekiv Egan and the Sivis, whether shmir b'baylam is a patur on shvua or not. All right. One more geshmak halacha, which the Mechabes says, that the p'tur of Shmira Bebailim is a p'tur in Gneva, Aved, Koshkin, Einzin, even Pshi, it's a p'tur. What happens if the Shema will be Mazik, the item? Are you going to also be Pata? This is a p'tur that if the Shema does anything he wants, it's going to be Pata. He's allowed to be Mazik because it's Bebailim, no problem. And maybe he's not allowed to Chachila, let him see if he's a Shema. But well, good. But yet, Shikas Yad is Chayiv, right.
Shikas Yad is shouldn't be.
Shlikas Yad now gives you a chiv oinsin, so you're like a gazlan. So if you're a gazlan, you're going to be chayiv. But you want to know if I'm mazik, if I'm still your shema, maybe I have a p'tur. I mean, clearly, if I stam mazik, if an employer is mazik an employee's item and he's not a shema an item, certainly he's chayiv, right? There's no p'tur balavim for mazik. But the child is, if you're already a shema, will you have the p'tur of mazik? So that is already in the kama v'kama poiskim rishonim of who not like that. For example, there's a Raivin in Chizchiris, it's in Perek Bez Halacha Gimel, there's a Kefsis Mishnah over there in Perek Aleph Halacha Dalid, there's a Chivis Mashach in Chelek Aleph Samach Dalid Vayin Hey. There are kama v'kama Raiz and Rishonim and Poiskim that have added the Ptur
will not be a ptur for mazik. It's only going to be a ptur for pshir gneva veido intim. But mazik, if dalme hocher, I mean, it makes a lot of sense. Dalme hocher, pretend you're not a shema. Let's say Shmir Rabbanim makes you even oy shema. You're not even a shema. Take it to the extreme. So you're not even a shema. And now you go ahead and mazik mahad, and you can be chavaz mazik. Mm-hmm. So now that you happen to be my shema and you have a ptur bal of ima, should be pati for mazik. Dalme hocher chiyuvi shmir. You'll be chavaz the mazik shabai. So vada, this din of bal of ima is not going to work to pati for mazik. It's only going to work to pati from the chiyuvim of pshia gneva veda einzin that are miyuchad only for shemir. Now comes a very geshmaka word. Because the machloik is Rambam and Ravid. If an isha, while she's doing malach in your house, she breaks a pot, she breaks something, she breaks a dish, could the husband be mechayev the isha for breaking his money? Right? Everything belongs to the husband. And now she broke it. Okay, so pigiyos and ra, good, so take it off her of a ksuba, or when she gets divorced, she'll owe the money. Could a husband be mechayev an isha for all the things that they break in the house? No, other mood loyla. Obviously, she didn't break it b'mezid or b'pshia, but even be'oynis kein aved l'chola pachas, she's going to be chayev a regular mazik. So let's say that every isha, and over a period of a marriage, she could be chayev thousands and thousands of dollars. She crashes in the car. Look, you're chayev. You ruined my car. You're going to be chayev. Can a husband be mon his wife for everything that she breaks? The aloch is she can. The shal is why not. The Rambam in Hilchos Isha says it's a takana. Otherwise it won't be shalom bayis. Every time he's going to mona. Not only that, she'll be more careful. She won't even accept. He's going to say, make me supper. And I don't want to make you supper. I'm afraid I'm going to break your pot. I'm afraid I'll break your dish. So it's going to be a constant kitrig in the house. How shalom bayis. The Rambam said it was a takana that the husband can't be mechayev his wife. The Ravid says, no, that's not the halacha. That's not the reason. The reason why an isha is pot if she breaks something is because balavimai. The husband's meshubit to her constantly 24/7, all the shibudim. So it's constantly balavimai. So ma'el, if she breaks anything, she's going to be pot of it's balavimai. I say, Zak the Ravid, Geshmaka Ravid. Very good. So the machlek is Ramam and Ravid. Why is an isha pot? Is it pot because of takana? Is it pot of minadin? Because of balavimai. So, frankly, Mishlam Melech on the Ravid, what in the world is the Ravid saying that you're potas balavimai? Bishlaima, if she didn't watch and there was a robbery, yeah, good, so you have a ptur balavimai. But we're talking about she broke something. Right? She was making supper and she cracked a dish. Now, she cracked a dish. I know that she didn't do it maliciously, but she's chayvat odom hamazik. She broke this dish. She dropped this dish. She's chayvat odom hamazik. So if the other, and the other ravid's mavur, different ravid's chiris is mavur, that avada the ptur balavimai doesn't work on mazik. I can say it's not just the ravid's. Everyone is mavur like that. The ptur balavimai doesn't work on mazik. So for Ekdil Mitchell Melech, $1 million kasha, how could the ravid say that Anisha is potter when she breaks something? Because of balavimai, other Rabbi should be chayiv because other mamazik.
The woman should be a din of a shoyl, basically.
She's a shoyl, lazazayin, she's a shoyl.
If breaks in the normal use, it's either based on machmas malacha, Or it's something which is...
No, if she says she was pesher, she tripped, I don't know, she scrambled the eggs a little too hard with a fork and she cracked the dish. Whatever it is, she was bringing in the plates from the Shabbos table and she piled them up and she got to the kitchen, she saw that by doing so she cracked the glass. She while she was doing something, she was handling the item and she broke the item. She should be chayv al tzad ha-mamazik. As I frek the Mishlam Melech, and for the Mishlam Melech, zeh ha-klal. It's not a chilek. He says, it's cholok what type of mazik she did. If she was an outstama mazik, or even if she did a mazik believing she had the right, she made a bad decision, but what she did was with intent. She thought that it was a good idea to leave your shoes out in the rain while she turned on the sprinklers, whatever. She thought it was good to wash the shoes like that, and she killed the shoes. So then she's going to be chay, because it's odom hamazik. Yeah, mask him. But if the way she broke it was unintentional, she broke it while handling something, then he says that's like a pshia, and that's going to be potah, like ul shemir na potah pshia when it's balav imay. So to here, she's going to have the ptura of balav imay. As if that's the Mishal Melech Sagdar. If she did something outright, even if it was batois, but she broke the item, she did something intentionally, she's going to be chayiv. But if she did something unintentionally, it was like nisko pesheya, then she's going to be potter. Now, that's a Mishnah Melech's chilek. The kasha is He didn't fadin anything. What's the whole story? Why a shame is chayiv even if he's mazik? I bolav him. My tarz is because dam alakar a pasha shemim. You still chayiv for mazik. So to hear, who cares if she broke it this way? She broke it that way. She was negligent. She was handling it. If she would have been a shema, she would be chayiv because adam mood loyelam. So now that she happens to be a shema as well, and you have the p'tur bolav imay, dam alakar din shmir. You're going to still be chayiv. It's adam mazik. What's going on? What did the Mishnah Melech want? How did the Zagdara work? What's going on? And the Achrenim are bothered. They ask many kashas on the Mishnah Melech. You look like it's a new din. What's going on? There shouldn't be a Ptur Balavimai on Mazak. What's going on? So I want to suggest that there's a Machlokes Rishonim. Taisis holds, Shparis from the different Gemaras, that the din of Adamud Lo'ilam is not Lo'ilam. It doesn't mean Adamud even for Ein Zim Mamish. And he brings Rayas. He says, because you find Gemaras that you see that you're going to be Potter. I have your Potter by Shemrim. Every Shemrim Chinam is Potter for Gneva Veda. Even when he does it, let's say he's a Tabach Shekilkel. And he did it, let's say he's a Shemrim Chinam Bechinam, so he's going to be Potter, even if he did something wrong. In fact, Taisis says, I should be Chayav Kachas Mazik. So Tay says, you see, no, for Ainzin Kain Ave Kain Gneva you're gonna be part. Only Ainzin Kain Avedi Yukhaiv. It means the dinner other Mulaylam is Muyukhad is Mugbal only to Ainzin Kain Aved, but Ainzin Kain Gneva not. You're gonna be part. Because he has these problems. The Mice says that's Shita Zatai says Kamer Rishonim like that.
A few months ago you spoke about that and said it was Machlokes Rishonim.
It's Machlokes, three-way Machlokes Rishonim. That's what I want to handle now. So one Taisa holds they only Chayiv Kein Aveda. The other Rishonim holds they Chayiv even Kein Gneva. But then the Rishonim like the Ramban and the Rivor, Rabbeinu Peretz B'Shem the Rivor, and Dav Chazainim and Alf and Bavakamo, who they hold, no, you can't ask from all these Gemaras. All these Gemaras are Chalak, because all these Gemaras, you're supposed to be working with my item. You're a Shemer on the item. Anytime you're being misasik in my item, Bishus, anything that happens from that Hisaskos is not at the Pasha of Mazik. That's not considered a Mazik. Other Mulaylam, yeah, you go over to my item, and you trip, and you break my item, and who asks you to be near my item? Then you be Chayiv, even Mulaylam, Ramban holds, I feel Kasar Shalayo. Even something that never will happen again, happened once in the history of mankind, still, the whirlwind of Elio, he's still going to be chayiv. All these gemaras are different because he'd be misasik with it. Oh, so like the Ramban and Riva, you see that whenever you be misasik with an item, if you're shema, you can't have the pasha of Adam Mamazik. Because if you break it, why are you being misasik in it? That's not the pasha of Adam Mamazik. That's how they get out of all the Raya Taisis. So I want to say that the Raya held like the Ramban and Riva as well. Mamela. Because man, she's being misasik in it, you don't have the pasha of Adam Mamazik. The only pasha you could have had was the din shmir, the chiyuve shmir, and on that you have the ptur of Bala Vimai. Bishlam, if she takes a hammer and she breaks the item, so she had no right to do that, so vada shik demichayev, it's Adam Mamazik, and you're not going to have the ptur of Bala Vimai. Vada the rivet holds that every shema who's mamish in Adam Mamazik is going to be chayev. But if the shema is Adam Mamazik is ba'oifin of his askas, he's dealing with that, and he's trying to handle with the item, and that's how he breaks it, there's no pasha of Adam Mamazik. Mainly you have the dinner shmir b'baylim and you're going to be a potter. Very geshmak. I found that the stipulum above a kamba, Simukhov Dalit says the same thing, and that's how he touches up this rivet, and there's a different motion above a kamba in Simon Pevov, Anef Hey. Doesn't say it so clearly, but it's Me'inyan Leni Boise Inyan, a similar word, that only why you're being Misasek in it, but it's not Avada, a regular Adam Mamazik going to be Chayiv, it's only when you're Misasek and you're going to be Potter, because as Adam Mamazik you're not going to be Chayiv, and as Shmir you have the Ptur Bala Vimai.
You're not learning like
Could be the Mishnah Melech meant like that too. Faket, that's the Chilek. If you do something, and even if you made a choice, but you had no right to do it, so you're going to be Chayiv as Adam Mamazik. But if while you're dealing with it, you're handling with it, that's how it broke. So it's Hisaskus, so you're going to have the Ptur of Adam Mazik. Only Atshmir, you're going to have the Ptur of Bala Vimai. Could be the Mishnah Melech, I think Mishnah Melech is saying that as well. Now, Lahalocha. Could a person use this rivet to say that I'm going to be Potter as Bala Vimai when I'm Mazik Shaloi Bekavona? Could you have the Raivik? I say Kimlika Raivik. There's a base man in Evanezer in the end of Simen Pei that's Mashma, you could say, even though he didn't like the Raivik, he's Doicha the Raivik. But he says, Efshu, you're allowed to say Kimli like the Raivik. Efshu shall muksuk yeh maloyma Kimli like the Raivik, I'll be part of. And there's a Chubi Shoel Meshev, a couple of Chubis, a Shoel Meshev, Paskins like the Raivik, that we have Bol of Ima, even if you're Oda Mamazik, Bechai Gavna, that would Shalei Bekavona, you're going to be part of. However, Lani is died there when they say, Avada, we don't pass something like the Raivik. Because if the whole Raivik is Geboit,
on the Shitas Ramban and Riva, but Anan, we paskin, the Ramban paskins, and we had already Shinayin Ches, we paskin like Toysis. Means we paskin that even a Shema who's being Mesasik in the item could also be held responsible.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.